Well, Nationals police spokesperson Brett Hudson says the government shouldn't wait for public feedback. He says a previously rejected members' bill from 2018 is ready and should be introduced into the arms legislation already before Parliament. Brett Hudson is on the line and joins us now. Morena.
Morena.
Well, you've heard some of the concerns there from Galwea's Garaman. There clearly are issues concerning human rights. Why would you want to rush a piece of legislation like that?
Well, this work was actually done a couple of years ago, Corin. It was work of a select committee in the last Parliament. It recommended firearms prohibition orders, a national campaign on those. Labor didn't. We put a bill together. Despite saying in favour of public safety, Nash and Labor voted it down last year. Now they're just resurrecting what is our idea and trying to say it's theirs.
Well, the argument is that that bill that you, National, was proposing was far more narrow and dealt mainly with gangs, and this one would be extended further to all dangerous people. So it's not unreasonable, is it, to go through a process here and see what the public think, given that this could impinge on human rights?
Well, given that the government hasn't determined they're going to do that, they've said they want to talk about that. Well, bill's been there on the table now for 2 years. They've sat on their hands. If they had put this to a select committee last year, this issue of eligibility could have been discussed in committee then, and right now a bill would have been passed and New Zealanders would be safer. They need to determine whether they are interested in public safety or they're just interested in talking.
All right, well, let's deal with some of the issues then. Should police be able to search without a warrant for people even just associated with firearms under a firearms protection order? Should they have that warrantless search power?
Well, actually, the point is, and it's been also made by others, including Chris Cahill of the Police Association, is if the prohibition orders, as we've put them down, were to exist, they would make it easier for police to use existing search and seizure powers. It wouldn't necessarily need additional provisions or new powers on top of that. But what it would do is identify the people most at risk to other New Zealanders and enable them to be properly monitored and dealt with to make sure that firearms are genuinely kept out of the hands of people that are dangerous to New Zealanders.
All right, what are they? How do you qualify for a firearms protection order? Because the range of options in the discussion paper is quite a lot. It ranges from two or more firearms offences, which would capture around 440 people, through to an option of two or more offences of any type, one of which would be related to a protection order, which would capture potentially 1,500 people per year. So, again, you know, we need to think about this, don't we? It needs some time.
Well, the plan we put together, in fact, the bill we put together, said an offence under the particular firearms prohibition orders, a defence under the Domestic Violence Act 1995, which captured some of which the Minister and Prime Minister talked about yesterday, or a serious violence offence, which has the same meaning as Section 86A of the Sentencing Act, which has targets those particularly violent offences. So pretty well contained, actually.
You accept, though, that there has to be a balance here, and that that firearms protection orders will impinge on people's human rights, the freedom of association, these types of issues, that there has to be a balance here.
Firearms prohibition orders are intended to be a discretionary thing that the police commissioner can use to ensure that firearms are kept out of the hands of the most dangerous people. It is not anticipated by anyone's measure, ours or this new discussion document, that they would be broadly applied off over large swathes of New Zealand or New Zealanders.
Brett Hudson, thank you very much for your time. Nationals spokesperson on police.